This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top U.S. intelligence officials delivered their annual global threat assessment on Monday, telling a Senate panel that the country faces an increasingly fragile world order. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Their report largely focused on threats from China and a confrontational Russia, and the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, urged the senators to approve more military assistance for Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns also urged continuing support for Ukraine.
The Ukrainians are not running out of courage and tenacity. They're running out of ammunition. And we're running out of time to help them.
The agency leaders also noted the risks of broader conflict related to Israel's campaign against Hamas in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday the United States would contribute an additional $100 million to United Nations-backed multinational security force intended to help Haitian police fight gangs, and $33 million in humanitarian aid. This brings the proposed U.S. contribution to the force to $300 million. As of Monday, less than $11 million had been deposited into the U.N.'s dedicated trust fund, a spokesperson for the world body said, with no new addition since March 3rd when Haiti declared a state of emergency due to the worsening violence from gangs seeking to topple the government. Indonesians Muslims gathered at the Grand Mosque in Jakarta, Indonesia, to offer the evening mass prayers in the first night of the holy fasting month of Ramadan on Monday. Some worshippers prayed the holy month would see peace in Gaza and bring prosperity to their own country amid surging food